Okay, welcome to the WGXC Tuesday afternoon show. I am Mr. Petey Pete, and I'm happy to have with me here today Nancy Barton from the Prattsville Art Center and Residency, and Maggie Walde from the Greene County Council on the Arts. We are here today to talk about a free music festival that's going on that you guys are representing that I'm pretty excited about because it's free music and it's in the beautiful area of Prattsville. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourselves, what you have to do with the Prattsville Art Center and Residency? Nancy, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm the director of the Prattsville Art Center and Residency, and we've been in business for 5 years since Hurricane Irene, which was a horrible incident that nearly destroyed the town. We lost 40% of our buildings. And now we are rebuilding. And so when we began, we started to... After Irene, we started the art center, and it seemed like a good time to take over one of those damaged buildings and make it into something really special. So that's what we're doing.
Right, and...
It's not on. I don't think it's on anyway.
Okay, is that better? Oh, yeah, that sounds better, right?
If you can't tell, okay. I run sound. Always make sure the mic is on.
Okay.
Thanks, Neva. Okay, so we're back here, though. So, yes, and so and the festival that you're having, the free music, actually has to do with a hurricane, too. Isn't that kind of...
Well, we're coming in the wake of Mudfest. After the Irene hurricane, Prattsville ran a festival for 5 years on the anniversary of the hurricane.
Okay.
And it was based on the idea that we were recovering. And I think now, after 5 years, we're moving on to doing more than just simply recovering. And Maggie Walde is our music coordinator, and we have a whole group of incredible musicians that feature especially young artists, women artists, LGBTQ artists, and burlesque show as well.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. And Maggie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, being with the Greene County Council of the Arts?
Well, I am the Community Arts Grants Coordinator for the Greene County Council on the Arts, and I am also an event coordinator at the Prattsville Art Center in Residency. So aside from the festival, I usually run shows with, you know, touring bands from all over the country. I'm pretty sure the people who have been from the furthest away was a band called Indigo Kid from Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Came to the Art Center and did a show. But we do a show like once a week, and I run those at the Art Center. And I also put together a large portion of the Headed for the Hills Music Festival. As far as the music part goes, my incredible, awesome, amazing, life-saving friend, Kate Milo, is helping us with the vendors and took over that, so I didn't go insane.
Right, right.
But yeah, I basically just do music at the Art Center. So.
Well, that don't sound so trite. That's pretty big.
Well,
right? Right?
It is pretty big. I mean, we basically have a show at least once a week, and often we have 3 to 6 bands. We do free food, and generally a lot of people sleep over, so it's pretty big.
Okay, so let's get to the dates of the show that's going on. We can let the audience know what days they're going to be on and the times, and maybe discuss a little bit about where people can stay and and so forth. So what do we have going for that?
Well, the festival, it starts Friday, August 11th, and it starts at 5 p.m.
Thanks.
And it goes till around... There's a lot of different numbers involved in this.
Yeah, right.
It starts around 5 p.m. And it goes till around midnight. We're not sure when it'll be ending for Friday, but it'll be going for quite a while into the night. Saturday, the music starts at 1 p.m. on the town green, but there are actually some workshops in the art center starting from 10 a.m. We have a sound bathing session.
Oh, I totally believe in that. So that's really cool.
No, that's from about 10 to 11 a.m. And we actually have a belly dancing class as well that's going to start at noon. We have a drag 101 class that is going to be at It's during the transition from the town green to the art center, because the first half of the day, the music is going to be on the town green.
Okay, I have to stop you there. We got to be a little more specific on Drag 101.
Okay,
what is that?
Right.
I want to know that one.
There's drag kings and queens, basically. It's teaching you like the basics of how to get started on being a drag king or queen, because you can be both.
Yep.
Okay. So that's, you know,
I didn't know that, but now I do.
It would probably be hard to be both at the same time, but you can be both. But Casanova the King, who runs the Royal Court show series over in like the Binghamton area, is a very good friend of mine, and actually my drag father is what it's called in the drag world. But so he's going to be teaching a drag 101 class. So basically how to put, for drag kings, how to put facial hair on and how to how to contour, how to dress up, some of the moves, how to pick your songs. And it's a really sweet...
So how to have an attitude.
Basically, it's really how to get started, because drag classes are actually really popular. And it was funny. I saw him perform, and I asked him like how you would get started, and he was like, "Well, I took a class." And I said, "There's a class?" And
I know, like, right? I never knew that.
I didn't know you had a class for this stuff. So now we're gonna have a class. Which, you know, you can just watch the class if you want to. You don't have to participate, but that is around 5 p.m., and that is during the transition from the town green into the Prattsville Arts Center. So the first half of Saturday, the music will all be on the town green in Prattsville, and then it'll switch over to indoors, because, you know, we try to be as respectful as possible with our neighbors in Prattsville. So at 6 p.m., the music will resume indoors, and it'll actually start with a documentary about a band that is going to open the indoor part, a band called Rucksack. And there was a short documentary done about them. That will open the second half of the music. But in between that transition, you know, while you're meandering over to the art center, you can run over there a little bit faster and take a drag class. So, and those are the workshops. And the festivities run till past midnight on Saturday, probably about 1. We're working on getting that together a little bit more, as far as not letting it run too late, but but it'll be a lot of fun, and there'll actually be a drag show that will be closing out the show. And at the very end of the drag show, we're going to have a poi act by Kate Milo, our fabulous friend that is running the vendors and actually designed the incredible poster, the incredible full color poster that you can find online.
I saw that.
Yeah, yes. It's beautiful. Yes. She's such an incredible artist, and we have some of her comic books at the art center, and she'll be selling them. And but she'll be doing a poi act, and then there will be some burlesque tap dancers.
I'm sorry, what is a poi act?
It's poi is like a, I don't even know how to explain this. It's like a sort of orb. It like lights up different colors, and it's on a string, and you like swing them around.
Oh,
and
yes,
dance with them.
Yes, I do know what that is.
Yeah,
okay, yes.
Like I never knew it was called poi either until she asked if she could do it, and I was like, sure, but what is it?
Yeah, right.
So
is it legal?
Yeah, right. And Sunday we're going to be starting things up again. Around the same time at 1 p.m., but it's going to be all on the town green at that point.
Okay.
So Friday, everything is in the art center. Saturday, it's on both the town green and in the art center. And Sunday, we're completely on the town green. Hopefully the weather will be nice for all that. But
we're renting a big tent.
We're renting a big tent.
Right.
In case the weather is not going to be nice to us. It won't stop.
Yeah, we're totally prepared for anything at this point.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, and I noticed in between, the festival goers can enjoy hiking, and there's spectacular views out in that area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Folk art stone carvings at Pratt Rock, swimming in the Schoharie, right? And shopping at the local farm stands. Visiting the craft vendors, I think you already mentioned, with the tables.
Yes.
And the exhibitions. And, I've been involved with a festival before. I was involved from scratch. Well, the second year I was from the beginning of them doing it for that year for a festival called The Big Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with being involved with that, the complexity of getting something organized with that, even going down to the artists and working out the writers for the artists and everything that you have to do. It's pretty complicated. There's so many phone calls, there's so many visits, there's so many bargaining and finagling and trying to get things situated with the vendors and the space. And you have to be concerned, like you said, about and be respectful about the neighbors and the surrounding area, because you want to come back and you don't, I mean, and that's a hard line to toe, because you know you're dealing with people that you don't know and people that are coming in from the outside.
Exactly.
And you have to worry about that. You really have to keep on top of that. So it's quite an endeavor to start something like that and keep it going, don't you think?
Right. I mean, this is technically the second year that we've done this. Last year it was a one-day festival, but it happened, the first half was on the town green and the second half was indoors. And I think, you know, it's good that you brought that up, because the important thing for us to say and the important thing for the Prattsville Art Center always is that we're here for, you know, the people that were there first. We're not trying to intrude. We're not trying to force anything on anyone. We're just trying to make a space that is open to everyone and to, you know, the locals and the tourists alike. You know, first and foremost, the locals, because they're really important to us. And we actually do have a few local acts that are going to be on the bill.
Okay.
So that was really important to us, as well as to involve as many local participants as possible, like vendors and teachers as far as the workshops. You know, musicians. So everybody that we could find that was willing to participate and was willing to have a hand in it, we hit them up and said, "Hey, now's the time." So
right.
3-day festival. Come on.
You do have quite a lineup of musicians and as well as artists showing up here that I've noticed. How can people get a hold of you, or my internet just, or my iPad just went down, so I don't have all that information, which is pretty much part and parcel to what's been going on this afternoon. But regardless of that, how can people find out the specifics? Because there's quite a few people here that I can't name off everybody. So
You can find us. Primarily, we function on Facebook because it's a great tool for the style that we do. We have an awesome event page on Eventbrite, and you can find that link on Facebook.
But also, actually, you can also go to our website.
Right, yeah.
Because we've got the website linked to the Eventbrite page as well.
Yeah.
So our website is www.prattsvilleart.org, and our Facebook page is Prattsville Art Center and Residency.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure we have that linked in with the WGXC.org. They can also look that up in that sense, too. What do you think that the event that you're having is bringing to the local community? What are you trying to look for? I mean, you're really unique. I don't even know if I've heard of a festival like this locally, especially like this. This is pretty unique. I think it's a good thing to bring into the community.
Well, sort of the way that I see it is that, grassroots art is really important. And so a lot of the work that we do with musicians is musicians and bands and artists in the DIY scene, the do-it-yourself music scene, basically. And these people, they tour all over the country, and they handle every single step, like, within the band. There's no manager, there's no tour manager, there's no promoter. There is a promoter. For example, I'm technically a promoter in New York. That sounds way fancier than it is.
you make phone calls.
I send Facebook messages.
Yes.
Okay. But sort of the way that I see what we're doing is we're, like, spreading the seeds of grassroots. So, like, we're bringing the Las Vegas grassroots bands to the Prattsville Grassroots Art Center. So it's like...
That's really cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, that's sort of the best analogy that I can come up with. Because, like, doing all this music, I was thinking, you know, like, there's not a ton of local musicians out there, but there are, you know, they're there. We just have to find them. And sometimes I feel bad about not, like, trying to find them really, really hard. But...
Well,
but then I think, you know, it's all local. It's just a different kind of local, you know? Like, it's a smaller level that we're working on, and it's really important to work on that level because the connection that you get between people and between the artists and musicians is really nice, and it's really genuine.
Right.
So,
well, Nancy, what involvement do you have, or what would you like to talk about, or something that's been meaningful to you, or how you've been involved and played a part in?
Well, for me, this whole project has been really about trying to nurture the possibility of a next generation of artists and musicians in the rural mountaintop.
Yep.
You know, when we first opened, Maggie was one of the first people to come in the door, you know, and she said, oh, I don't know, I'm a little scared to come in here, but, you know, I saw that it said Art Center, and,
I know,
people in rural communities don't have the opportunity to have a lot of independence. There's no public transportation, there's not a lot of venues, there's not a lot of money. A lot of people don't even have cars. So we're trying to create a situation where it's really easy for people to walk in the door. It's really possible for people from the city to come and experience what this kind of very small town in rural America is, and for the people in the towns to see, you know, kids who haven't gone to college. We have an artist residency. They become best friends with, like, a kid from China who just graduated from NYU and is doing shows in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
And now they're, like, all making YouTube videos together.
Okay, nice.
We have, you know, actually free classes as well. We have free classes Friday, Saturdays, in video art, computer art. Painting is just starting up on Fridays, collage. And all of these are taught by young artists from urban environments who come up here to get, you know, an experience that's different than what the experience of New York City is. They want to, you know, kind of give something back and to meet people who are very authentic. I think, you know, a lot of the experience that people have in New York can be a little transactional. You know, it's like, well, what can you do for me?
Okay.
What can I do for you? Are you a really, you know, like, do I need to, you know, and up here it's really like, oh, what? Like, I like this. Do you like that?
Yeah, right.
It's really a different kind of, you know, kind of first person, you know, once you get to know somebody, they will just do anything for you.
So kind of leave your ego at the door.
Yeah, it's very non-hierarchical. I think that's really important to us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of genuine creativity comes from. If you look at, you know, forces that are a little bit outside of the marketplace, a little bit away from, you know, trying to fit in, trying to play all the cover songs, but, you know, really being able to, we do a lot of homegrown songs, a lot of, you know, written songs, not just covers. I think that's very important. You know, a lot of bands will come and they'll say, oh, wow, you know, it's so great to be able to play our own music and not just, you know, what the audience says they want to hear that somebody else wrote. And people will, you know, really be like, yeah, you guys have a library and it has the autobiography of Malcolm X in it.
Right.
That's kind
right?
of awesome.
Yes.
You know, and we didn't expect to see that here in the middle of, you know, a very, very small town. And
right.
we like that.
Well, that's very true to fact. I mean, even WGXC in itself is very original and grassroots. And I think we pride ourselves on that, that we're unique in that sense, that we basically are not the mainstream, and that's what we sell ourselves on, if you were to say sell ourselves on, that we are original in a lot of respects. We have, on our news program, we always play a local band that's in the area, you know, because that's important to keep the local artists alive, as it were.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
well, everybody's local someplace,
right?
You know?
Yeah,
and, but I mean, it goes to the extent, though, that you said that, you know, that the uniqueness is that you don't have to play the music that's always being played, or you can play the original music, the stuff mm-hmm. that's hometown music, the things that you don't hear. That the reason I came to WGXC because I was sick of the corporate stations taking their music and shoving it down our throats, as it were. Mm-hmm. That gets old after a while, and there's so much out there that people don't realize. And we, as a radio station, I think, strive to do that, to show different themes and different music and different arts. And I mean, that's true to fact. So I can totally understand what you're saying. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk some more about the sound healing. Mm-hmm. What is that? What's going on with that exactly?
Well, it is our good friend who was actually an artist in residence for like a month, mm-hmm. wasn't she? Her name is Cassandra Wildheart, and her friend Natavio Ryan. I'm not actually sure like what it's gonna be.
I've been to a sound bath before. It tends to often be about aligning your chakras through
right,
music.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a really surprisingly effective.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
You know, you don't think anything is really happening because you're just hearing these very ethereal kind of theremin-like sounds, but mm-hmm. the next thing you know, you really feel different.
I was turned on to that by a friend of mine, Jax Denise, and I've had her here on my program before. And she's out in Woodstock, and she deals with sound healing. And it's a beautiful thing because it is a powerful thing mm-hmm. to deal with. And it's so natural, and it's so deep. And I would encourage people to learn about that because it is a beautiful thing to understand and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one other thing, too, when we're talking about Prattsville, if you could describe the location of that so people can know where it is, how to get there. And we can talk maybe a little bit about the transportation or where they could park or and housing if they need to have a place to stay.
Sure.
Or food to eat or even bathe or whatever it might be.
We are so thinking about all those things.
Good. We are.
So
yes.
Let it out.
So Prattsville is at the very western end of Greene County. So it's almost by the intersection of Delaware, Greene, and Schoharie counties.
Okay.
So if you're coming from the Hudson Valley, you can come up through Windham on Route 23 or 23A.
Okay.
And Prattsville will be pretty much just at the end of your journey there. Once you get to the mountaintop, we're really at the end of that road. And there are buses from Los Angeles.
There are buses
directly from New York City
okay.
and from Kingston that go directly to Prattsville. You just take the Adirondack Trailways bus from
yep.
Penn Station.
Pretty basic.
And also from Kingston. And they will drop you right at the door of the Prattsville Art Center.
It's literally like you can walk 10 seconds and be in front of the Art Center. That's how close the buses get. That's perfect.
In fact, the bus stops pretty much halfway in between the Art Center and the town green.
Okay.
So it's even more perfect
for the
festival.
And there are generally two buses a day from New York City up to Prattsville. So it's pretty easy to get there. We actually have a lot of people coming up from Brooklyn already.
Okay.
So that should be a lot of fun. And in terms of places to stay for the bands, we are going to be having some camping on site. But if you're not actually a performer, space will be tight. And there are local campgrounds, Nickerson Campground and Country Roads Campground both have space. There are some very close hotels, Moore's Hotel right on Main Street, the Catskill Cottage, which you can find on the web, is right around the corner. And then down the road is Black Bear Lodge.
I think I've heard of that before, yes.
Very, affordable and, little kind of bungalow style. And there's also a lot of Airbnb action happening already in Prattsville, which I was sort of surprised to find out myself when I started researching.
Okay.
So, yeah, it should be pretty easy to find a place to stay. And as for food, we're very excited about our culinary expertise this year. Jim's Great American Market has provided a very generous grant. We're going to have pulled pork on Friday and Saturday. We'll have barbecued chicken. We'll have vegetarian greens from Mossy Stone Farms, which is a local permaculture organic farm
that we do farm shares with.
And then on Sunday, the day that we're having our headlining band, Scarlet Sales and a few others on the green, we have a Tina Foods from
I was just going to say that. Yep.
Carrie and Suresh are going to be bringing up Indian food that will be pretty amazing. And that's the only thing you actually have to pay for the whole festival.
Okay.
The rest of the festival is free, although we really, should people feel the need to be generous, we would so love to have your contributions because it helps us to be able to pay performers. It helps us to be able to pay incredible volunteers and staff like Maggie, who often don't get paid.
Right.
And we are
welcome
really
to the club on that
I get paid in music.
Same here. That's what I'm living off of right now.
There you go.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, this is a great thing. There's beautiful music, there's beautiful crafts, there's beautiful different types of artists that are coming up that are offering their generosity. We have, there's perfect places to stay. Hopefully the weather will be fine, and you have some amazing artists coming out. We have classes. We have the Drag 101.
Yes, Drag 101 with Casanova the King.
Casanova the King. So, and so, yeah, there's so many things to do, so many things to eat, and so many different places to stay. There's no reason why people can't make it up until the mountain. That'll be a great thing.
It's exciting, I think, for people to come up the mountain who haven't been there. I mean, even though, you know, Catskill and Hudson are not, you know, New York City, I think when people that I know who live here have come up there, they're really amazed at the level of openness, the open space, the openness of people. It's a pretty unique situation. And I do want to say, if you ever, we're not sure what's going on with the weather. There may be, you know, a little bit of shower or a little bit of thunderstorms, but we are preparing for all of those eventualities.
Okay, okay.
So I don't want people
anyway.
to feel, if you wake up and you're like, God, I was going to go to that music festival, but, you know, I see some clouds. Don't let it deter you, because we are putting big money into a tent.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the tent is going to be awesome.
Okay. okay, well, Nancy and Maggie, I really appreciate you showing up. Is there one last time, could we give them a contact information?
Yes, absolutely. Probably the easiest way to reach us is to go to our website, prattsvilleart.org. That's prattsvilleart, all one word, .org on the web. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Prattsville Art Center and Residency. And both of those have, you can message us on Facebook. There's contact information right on the website. It has my phone number, my email, and everybody else's contact information as well. And you can see the, my phone is like ringing.
Oh, they can't even hear it.
Cool noise though.
But you can also, you know, see all of the lineups of the bands through the Facebook page and the Eventbrite page, which is listed on the website. And we actually have links to a lot of the band's music. So if you just click on the band's name, you can hear them.
Yep.
My husband was even really impressed.
Was he like, oh my God,
these bands are really good. I'm going to go.
Cool.
All right. See, yeah. I did a good job.
You did. You have a plethora of good bands.
Yes, I'm really proud of this lineup. They come from all over the place, and they're a really, really cool showcase of the DIY scene. So,
Maggie, do you want to give your location information for anybody if they need to, or if they're interested and they want to get a hold of you? How can they get a hold of you?
I'm also connected to the Prattsville Art Center and Residency page on
Facebook.
And
with Green County, too, right?
Yeah, and if you're interested in some art grants, haha. I actually have to run to a grant workshop soon, but I am the Community Arts Grants Coordinator for the Green County Council on the Arts, and if you are a resident of Green or Columbia County and you have any kind of project, if you think you want to do a painting workshop in Claverick, or you want to do a sculpture workshop in Coxsackie, I'm your girl. Just get in touch with me on greenarts.org. You can find my email and my office number there. I'm usually in my office from Tuesday through Thursday, although I am a little bit all over the place because I'm running around doing grant workshops. So check out the website for the dates and locations for those workshops. It's a quick 1 hour, like, complete overview of the whole program, the decentralization grant program. It's a really awesome program. And actually, the Art Center had participated in that program before they took the next step to the county initiative program, which, you know, it's a good step, big step.
One big thank you to, you know, in our music festival is to the New York State Council on the Arts, because it's true, we were supported in our early days by this decentralization grant process through GCCA.
Right.
And that enabled us to get to the point where we could apply to NISCA and get full funding, and NISCA is really responsible for this festival happening at all.
Great. So the dates one last time?
Yeah. August 11th, which is Friday afternoon, Saturday all day, workshops starting at 10, music starting at 1, and all the way into the night and midnight at the Arts Center and on the town green across the street. And Sunday, our headliners from 1 o'clock till 6, featuring Scarlet Sales and a number of other really awesome
Okay.
bands.
Well, you heard it live here. Nancy and Maggie, I really want to thank you for taking the time to come in. And I'd like to have you guys back on again. You are very fun to have on here, and you can let us know what new things are happening, and that would be appreciated.
Yeah, totally.
Great.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a little more music, and we'll be back in one moment.
Thanks so much.
Yep.